Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But starting today, the United States will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries, which is what we were doing. We're subsidizing others' health care. Countries where they paid a small fraction of what for the same drug that what we pay many, many times more for. And we'll no longer tolerate profiteering and price gouging from Big Pharma. But again, it was really the countries that forced Big Pharma to do things that, frankly, I'm not sure they really felt comfortable doing. But they've gotten away with it, these countries. European Union has been brutal. And the drug companies actually told me, stories. It was just brutal how they forced them. And European Union suing all our companies, Apple, Google, Meta, they're suing all of our companies. They end up, they have judges that are European Union centric, and they get rewarded $15 billion, $17 billion, $20 billion, and they use that to run their operation.
So there you have President Trump yesterday making a huge announcement with the, someone said, the four horsemen of MAHA up there with, of course, RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz, among others, really starting to put into plan, honestly, in my opinion, the reason Donald Trump won the election, because of his partnership with RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement. That was what gives us seven swing states, 312 electoral votes, and the popular vote. It's because he brought in the tent and he has us now in a position to succeed, and he's making good on it. I cannot wait to get to our next guest here. Link Lauren joins us. Of course, he has a brand new podcast that you are going to want to watch and to listen to. I was listening to it this morning. Spot On with Link Lauren. You can find it on YouTube and wherever podcasts are available. Link, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Annie, great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's a pleasure to have you here on my show. Link and I were able to get together and have a little bit of a conversation on the White House lawn, and it was so nice to be able to make that connection with you. And you were talking about this podcast that you have launching in mid-May. Tell me so far how it's going.
So we're working on the document right now for tomorrow's show, pulling topics. We just premiered yesterday, and the reaction to Spot On has been so positive. I'm really moved. I'm incredibly grateful people tuned in, and I'm grateful to Megyn Kelly for signing me and producing me. And I checked last night, we were number 5 on the top shows on the Apple podcast charts, and it's doing well on YouTube. I mean, I'm seriously overwhelmed. I don't take a single viewer or listener for granted.
Yeah. I was listening to it today, and you have an interview there with Kelly Means, and for me, all of the Trump stuff that I've been following for 7 years, 8 years since I've been doing this show, I know a lot about what Trump wants to do. I know a lot about how he says he's going to do it, get it done, and I understand a lot of it. The MAHA mm-hmm. stuff is eye-opening for me, and I lean in every mm-hmm. time I have the opportunity to learn about what Bobby Kennedy brings to the table, and of course, Callie and Casey Means. And you have been at the epicenter of it as the former senior advisor to RFK Jr. Tell me about mm-hmm. MAHA, what it means to you, and what the president is getting done.
So MAHA is super simple. It's Make America Healthy Again. And it's just about raising awareness for ultra-processed foods, getting food dyes out of our food and out of our ingredients, making sure people are aware of toxins and chemicals in the water, and making changes with legislation in Washington, D.C. to make everybody healthier, because we're supposed to be the most prosperous nation on earth, but yet we have the sickest kids on earth. There's so many kids with childhood diabetes, obesity, and it's not that these kids are lazy or that they want to be sick. It's that they're being poisoned by bad food and bad ingredients. So it's raising awareness for that. I couldn't be happier to have Callie and Casey Means in there, to have Bobby in there. And Trump is just the greatest champion. He wants people in this country to live a long time and be healthy too.
Yeah. And you, on your episode that was released yesterday, have an interview that you did with Callie Means. So I encourage people to go check it out and see your conversation. A lot of people will say snarkily on social media, of course, from the left and maybe the Never Trumpers, they'll ask people, did you vote for this? Is this what you voted for? And I think a lot of the MAHA people, I'm watching and making sure that they do feel that they're getting what they voted for. They might be a little bit new to the idea of MAGA. They, of course, are MAHA. Do you feel like this is what you voted for?
I mean, it's hard to say. I don't understand the left saying we didn't vote for this. You didn't vote for healthier kids. You don't want healthier people in our country. You don't want better ingredients. You don't want alternative food dyes. That's what's so funny. It's like the left is just going to go against anything President Trump says because they have Trump derangement syndrome, right? He could come out with the best, most beautiful idea, and they are still going to go against it, right? They're fighting to keep men and women's sports. They're fighting to keep MS-13 gang members like Abrego Garcia on the street. That's the left identity. I keep saying, you know, if you're a transgender MS-13 gang member, you could be the nominee for the Democrat Party in 2028 because they've just gone that insane. So I don't even know what they stand for anymore. All they stand for is we don't like Trump, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the end. And they just got to figure out today, how do we get to the end that we already have predetermined? We're speaking with Link Lauren. He is the podcaster now, as of yesterday, the official first episode release. Spot On with Link.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank Lauren. You can see it where you get podcasts, also on YouTube. He's a political commentator. He's also the former senior advisor to RFK Jr. One of the things that I've seen you comment on is, I guess, maybe the latest media darling of the left, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. She most recently made a comment about, I guess, the Democrat Party is looking for a safe white boy to represent them in the next election. Do you have any idea who the safe white boy is that they might be looking towards?
I don't know, but this is so indicative of the left that they're focused on identity politics. The right, independents in this country, MAGA, MAHA, nobody cares about skin color or gender. They just want the best person for the job. We don't want this DEI BS. You know, we want people based off of merit. And that's why you have great guys like Scott Bessent in the cabinet. You have people like RFK Jr., who's been at the forefront of these issues for decades. So Jasmine Crockett, it's no surprise she's focused on skin color and gender. But Jasmine Crockett, she spends most of her time dancing and twerking and posting ridiculous videos. I keep saying the Democrats, they don't want to work, they want to twerk. That's what they're doing in D.C.
Oh, what a treat. What a treat that is. Link Lauren with us right now. We have an episode that we've been able to watch of your new podcast, but okay. What's your vision here? Broadly speaking, Megyn Kelly, I'm a huge fan. I've read her book. I have loved watching her career. Mm-hmm. And now she's investing in people like you to bring something new to the table. What do you get when you continue to watch and subscribe to Spot On with Link Lauren?
Well, first off, Annie, I can't even believe that number. I was telling Megyn Kelly this the other day. I can't believe you know I exist, let alone we're in business together, because I was making videos in my room 2 years ago. And it's like now I get to be at the White House asking questions. I just am so grateful for everything. And people always try to act like they've been there before in politics. Like you need to be chill and just act like you've been there before. No, I'm so excited for all the opportunities I have. And I'm so grateful. And for Spot On, you know, tomorrow we're going to be covering Trump's trip to the Middle East. And I cover things in my own way. I'll give the facts. I'll give some humor. We're going to be covering, you know, some other interesting topics people might want to tune in for. Biden's decline, you know, that ridiculous book Jake Tapper is doing,
yes,
even though he covered for Biden for years. So we just want to keep growing the show. We didn't expect the first episode to do this well. And I'm like, all right, well, we might take a dip. You know, second one might dip. But I, you know, people don't realize I churned out thousands of videos on TikTok covering politics. So building something from the ground up, I'm excited to do. Annie, I'm so pumped.
Hey, Link, this is Ryan Wiggins. It's neat to hear your journey and really kind of you're still at the beginning of it, in my opinion. You're just getting ready to blow up here, so we're glad to be talking to you at this point. But what's your political journey? I mean, how did you get here politically to where you're talking about these mm-hmm. issues in the way that you are?
Well, it's interesting. I think people are under the impression that because I went to NYU and lived in New York, that I was somehow left-wing and then crossed over. No, I grew up in Dallas. I went to an all-boys school. I was in a really conservative environment. And all I want is common sense, right? My political ideology is common sense. I say that in the opening, cold open of the episode we did yesterday. I align with the Republican Party and President Trump right now because they're on the 80% of all of these 80-20 issues. I tell people all the time, I'm gay, not brain dead. You know, I don't want men and women sports. I don't want kids shot up with freaking hormones. You know what I'm saying? And so it's ridiculous. That's my political journey, common sense. But the left has gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, I couldn't imagine anything more embarrassing than identifying as just a bleeding heart liberal right now. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Link, when you say I'm gay, not brain dead, I will tell you that for this show specifically, we're on from noon to 3 Central Time in St. Louis. I have many people from the gay community come to me and tell mm-hmm. me that they love the show. And it has a lot to do with the fact that we are not afraid, A, first and foremost, to have fun. Like, we can't take this stuff so seriously right. that we forget to live
exactly.
our lives. That politics comes after mm-hmm. the things we prioritize in our lives. And common sense is the thing that should be the most common among all people. All these delineations
totally.
And, you know, demographic boxes that we can check should all come after common sense in the communities that you're connected to, whether it be the MAHA group or the conservative group or the LGB group or whatever it might be. Is this common sense being the tie that binds a little bit more than it may have in the past?
Oh, absolutely. And you just brought up a very good word. Fun. We're having fun. I think the left is so upset that MAGA, Trump, Republicans, they won in a landslide. Everybody's having fun. You know, I say this all the time. I realize I'm like the palest person on earth. But when I look at these liberals these liberals who have Trump derangement syndrome, they look gaunt. They're like gray. They're sickly. They look anemic. It's like they're being eaten alive by Trump derangement syndrome. And MAGA's like, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Which he walked off the stage today.
Yes, he's in Saudi Arabia.
And I'm in my car driving and listening to Sirius XM. And I'm like, it's the YMCA. It's the YMCA
freaking A. Only Trump could play a gay anthem in Riyadh, honestly, and land it and make it work. Like, iconic. Like, he has the freaking Saudi Arabians doing YMCA. I mean, the man's an icon.
Yeah.
The left has nothing. The left is done. They have nothing.
Well,
they won't recover.
Link, well, from your lips to God's ears. We want to have you back, and we do want to lean into some of the serious topics that you're going to cover, but we are always seeking out fun people. And I'm just going to tell you and the people listening to this show right now, I was such a fish out of water walking around the White House lawn, and I looked at you and you looked like you freaking own the place. And so I'm like, I know him. I'm going to say hi to him. He looks like a nice person. And you were as sweet as can be. And then you're like,
Thank you.
I think you said something like, this is my second time here. I'm like, well, it doesn't show. I don't know how many times you had been there, but you were like, I'm new too. And I'm like, you do not look like it, because you look like you were enjoying yourself. You said everyone's like, act like you've been here before. And that was the total vibe of being on in the White House press pool. And Link was looking like he wanted to do the YMCA. I'm just going to say it was fun.
It's like, let's have some fun, you guys. And it's also, I think a lot of the reporters maybe take it for granted, and I don't blame them, right? If you're on that beat every single day. Ugh. But for me, it's like, I don't live in D.C. full time. It really is the people's house. I'm grateful to them for having me, for having new media. So I'm going to be happy. You know, sue me for being happy. I don't want to be depressed like the liberals all the time.
Link, I've never been to the White House either, and I'm so glad that it's okay, because I am going to walk around, once I do, with wide eyes, probably a giant lollipop and suspenders. I'm going to own it. This is my first time.
I didn't tell you this, Link. Ryan's kind of weird, but we love him as well.
That's fine. It's come one, come all to the Halloween ball. Everyone is welcome.
Amen. Well, we will certainly be subscribers and frequenters
at the
Spot On with Link Lauren podcast. Congratulations to you. A huge thanks to Megyn
Annie.
Kelly for believing in you and giving you this opportunity. And we hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you, Annie. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. He's fun, folks. He legit was fun. And when he said there in that interview that he said, you know, you're supposed to act like you've been there. I don't want to like stroke his ego too much while he's on here, but in that room, he was a ray of sunshine.
Is everybody so serious all the time?
So serious.
They're serious about themselves.
So you know how we work in an industry where our job is fun. Like, what we get to do is we get to come to work, and our job is to have the most fun so that you listening to this have the most fun listening to us. And then you decide that you'll listen 5 minutes longer or one day longer, or maybe you'll make us a preset in your car. We need that from you. And our job is to make you happy and to make you even if we're delivering you news that you don't want to hear, what we have to do is make sure that you get that news in a way that makes you not want to never come back again. And you know what it's like to be in this industry, and you were in television for a while too, and to know people who take this super seriously. They're holding on real tight.
Yeah, and I don't mean to say it's all ego, because it's not always. Sometimes it's nerves. Sometimes it's people who are just not that confident. But a lot of it is ego. They're taking themselves very seriously. It's okay to take your job seriously.
Sure.
But when it's at the expense of relationships with people and being approachable, I just don't connect with that.
One of my bosses in this industry said, we're not saving lives. And that always made me go, let the shoulders drop a little bit, exhale, and then figure out how do we come back in the next segment and have the most fun possible. And that's why we do Wiggins America every day. Wiggins America coming up next. Ryan is going to educate us on the newest lingo. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a beef with Ethan over some private messages that he and I had been sending back and forth.
A lot of
he was
guitar,
using
rock
some
and roll
lingo that I didn't quite understand.
Is he going to educate you?
He doesn't know that he's about to do that, but yes, that's what he's going to do.
Next.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.